This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rachel Williams is on the line right now. Of course, the new book is My Friend Anna. She got caught up in the middle of the Anna Delvey, the fake German heiress.
You have to look this up. If you may or may not have heard the story, but it's an incredible story of a true sociopath, a con woman, that you just don't often see. She spread out a world of lies and was so good at manipulating people that she met, Rachel and a few other people and just managed to manipulate herself. And what was the final number on that?
Like $275,000, something like that?
Our next guest is a former photo editor for Vanity Fair magazine who made headlines after helping police arrest a woman she befriended who was posing as a German heiress, but was, in fact, a Russian immigrant who was eventually found guilty of grand larceny and theft of services for stealing more than $200,000 from banks, hotels, and others. And she tells the story in her new book, My Friend Anna. Please welcome Rachel Williams.
Hey, Rachel, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So many questions because it's such an unlikely story to be able to manipulate your way into that world because it's a pretty complex world of celebrities and movers and shakers in Manhattan and Soho that if you just having the knowledge of who's who and how to connect yourself to them is almost, that to me would take years to even understand how to do that.
Yeah, she was very good at ingratiating herself, I think, into my social circle of just young women, professional women in New York.
And she was, how old was she at the time when you guys became friends?
I think she was 26, 25 or 26.
How do you convince people, you're starting an art foundation, that you're from an incredibly wealthy family, and that this money is on its way, and, she doesn't have any background in that, correct? She has no background that would give her the knowledge of how to even speak to that kind of a thing.
I think you learn a lot from the internet these days, and she was really smart about telling the same story to everybody so that other people confirmed it when you asked around.
And she got you for more than $60,000.
She did, yes. It was a shock to me that I was capable of putting that much on my credit cards.
Right. Yeah, I would shock everybody because it's you're young. And the idea that you're living this life, you're from Knoxville, Tennessee, and you end up in New York City, one of my favorite cities in the world. But you're an outsider in New York City for a very long time. It's tough to get into the fabric of New York City.
It's true. And I think, I grew up trusting people and looking for the best in others, and especially in my friends.
So you meet her, and let's go back to the beginning. When you guys meet, you're immediately kind of taken with her because she's this kind of sassy, take-charge, young, exciting human being. And, of course, she throws off that warmth that you kind of want to be in. It feels good.
That's true. I think also working at Vanity Fair, I was in it to an extent, but she was interesting and she was doing interesting things and I liked her.
Yeah, and of course, you were a real friend to her. Now, as you go forward, she goes, and I'm trying to get through this, she's staying in a hotel, she's not paying the bills, everything is really a complete and total scam across the board. She picks and chooses these people because they can access her to what she wants, but in the end, she had no money. There was no way out of it. What do you think she wanted to do? You think she ever had an end game? Like there was a way she would finally disappear?
I think she was actually trying to do the art foundation that she said she was trying to do. I don't know that it ever would have been enough for her, but I think she wanted to be taken seriously in the art and fashion and cultural world.
So you thought maybe she believed she could manipulate it enough to get it funded, and then she'd be clean again.
Maybe, I don't know. I don't think she'd ever be clean, but I think she was trying to fake it until she could make it, as her lawyer said in court.
Well, and where it all turned for you is she invites you on vacation and to Marrakesh, and it's a strange story just getting there with who's going to be there, what's going to happen, what you're going to do. But suddenly you're confronted with these two guys who are from management in this hotel that's $7,500 a night, and they want to get paid.
Yeah, it was. I did not feel safe. I have never been in a situation like that, that's for sure, and I felt pressured into helping my friend in a really bizarre and unpredictable circumstance.
Well, she's on the phone faking a phone call, right? She's speaking German, like she's talking to her bank, and she's listening intently and looking around the room, and the acting that goes along with having a very intense financial conversation.
Right, right. Yeah, and I trusted her. I believed her to be who she said she was.
And as it started to unravel, you realize you're not getting this money. You keep contacting her, and she keeps BSing you through it, as con men will do. And at that point, it all starts to unravel on her. And the cops, and I'm shortening this story a lot because we only have small time, they realize you still have a text number for her, and she does answer you.
Right. I'd never burned the bridge so badly that she wouldn't respond to my text messages. So I ended up staying in touch with her while working with the law enforcement to figure out where she was.
And she skipped her trial and bailed.
Yeah, she was supposed to show up in court for some misdemeanor offenses, and she didn't show up. And that's at that point I started texting her with the police.
And so she said, I'm in Los Angeles, and you keep it real light, but you keep leading her down that road, bringing it in. And eventually, and I wasn't clear on this, was she really in rehab?
She was really in rehab in Malibu, yes.
Passages, which is like a bazillion dollars a day.
Yeah, I'm not sure they ever got their money.
Yeah, did she have a problem with using, or was that just another hideout?
Anna had a lot of problems. I'm not really sure. If anything, maybe alcohol, but I feel like it was probably just a hideout.
And so you managed to figure out where she's at. She does say passages, but don't tell anybody. You make plans to meet up for a lunch at Jones, I believe. And you don't go because that's not that's not what's going to happen. When she walks out of passages, the guys are there.
Yes, she was arrested right outside of passages.
And so was it hard to go to court and look at her?
It was. All of this was extremely painful and hard. Absolutely. I was very nervous.
Yeah, because at one time you really believe she was a friend. And even though she did something terrible to you, I think I'm like that. Like, you'll still have a hard time setting somebody up or doing something to bring them in, even though they completely deserve it. And you're 100% in the right. There's just an odd thing inside of us. That's not a natural feeling.
Absolutely. It was not something I took lightly. To participate in somebody else's arrest was something I really grappled with. But ultimately, I decided I wanted to help protect other people, and this seems like the only way to do it.
And does she have a family? Is she alone? What's her story?
I think she does have parents. They live in Germany, I believe. They're middle class. I don't get the sense that she's close with them.
Did they ever give her any mental diagnosis?
Not to my knowledge, but I feel certain that she's a sociopath.
Sure. No, she fits every single, you check off every box with her. Smarter than others, there's no guilt for everything. She immediately can concoct a lie. There's no emotional connection to human beings.
Right.
It's somebody who operates above it all.
Absolutely, and she's just fundamentally unable to connect with other people.
There's so much to this. There's no easy way to do this story. You're going to have to read the book for yourselves. My Friend Anna, The True Story of a Fake Heiress. And it really is an incredible amount of scamming that you read. It just, to me, it seems so improbable. She was an amazing actress.
She was, absolutely, yeah. And there's a reason I had to write the book to tell the whole story, because it was so complex to live through.
Well, I hope you make at least $62,000 on it.
Thank you very much.
All right, then, Rachel. Hey, anytime. I'm sorry that it's such a short interview, but I know they got you bouncing back to back. So good luck. It's a great book.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's a weird book. I was reading it last night, and there's no fast way to tell the story because the con is so in-depth and so, you have to understand, like, Soho grifting. To walk into the art world in New York City when you're 26 years old and pull off enough of the understanding that you can use the correct terminology and phrasing, and then who is who, and know who to connect to, and then get invited so that you keep moving up this ladder, and you become kind of the it girl.
Yeah, and you managed to do it for 10 months.
And she's not terribly attractive.
No, she's fine. She's every girl.
Yeah, she's okay. Very, very well-groomed and cute. But I mean, not like
a blender.
Out
a blender.
Out. Yes.
She would blend in with a lot of crowds.
And like she said, smart enough to repeat the same story and not a ton of detail, but enough detail to have other people go, oh, yeah, no, I know her. She, you know.
Well, it just shows you that perception is reality. You stay at the hotel. She lived at this hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty interesting. I didn't know there's a law in New York City. If you stay at a hotel more than 30 days, you're no longer a guest. You're a tenant. And then it becomes incredibly hard to evict you. So almost no hotel in New York will let you stay 31 days. You have to move out for one day, then you can go back.
Mm-hmm. But she was so good. She managed to keep
alive. Oh, she didn't want everybody, everything.
Well, and you know, I know we had to get off the phone with her. She's trying to do a deal, but it's been like put on hold right now legally with Netflix for this story.
For the movie?
Yeah, but
sure.
Because the law was...
Catch Me If You Can, and I'm trying to think of what the mix would be.
The state law forbids criminals from profiting off their crimes in a court challenge. So the Netflix deal that she actually signed it last year. And so now it'll be because they say basically any money that they get from it should have to go to the victims who lost all that money.
Because Netflix and HBO are both trying to do stories on it. Yeah,
because it's a pretty great story. When you look at who she was rubbing elbows with, and she knew how to walk the walk and talk the talk, and just so good at doing... And this is not an unusual thing for, I've noticed this with really wealthy people. There's a reason they're wealthy. That's because they never pick up the check.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.